This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let me ask you guys this. Let's take Myles Garrett off the table because I feel like that might be a little bit too much of a layup. If you could add any potentially available player to this Bills roster next year, who would it be and why? Dan, you can start.
Meaning like a free agent wise?
Free agent or somebody who's been rumored to be available in trades. Obviously, you could throw in draft picks, but like there's really not anybody who, Abdul Carter, but that's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah. Mike makes a good point too about Godwin, because he's a guy that can separate, and he's a guy that is a reliable target. Like, I think he's got more wiggle and more juice. Obviously we're coming off a torn ACL, but he's gotten more, he's like a Khalil Shakir plus, like a guy that can be very friendly to throw to and things like that. So I still, when I break down the end of the season, and I know what the defense was, I know they have their limitations, but they still had the ball again with a chance back to back years. And I just didn't see, sometimes it turned into who's Josh going to throw to. Like, he still is making big third down throws to Mac Collins. And that's not a knock at Mac Collins. That's just a kind of a knock at what this wide receiver room was. The Amari Cooper just didn't work out. But again, going back to Jenna, like, you don't stop dating. Like, you don't just sit there and say like, okay, we're done. Like, the thought was there. Like, hey, results are sometimes what they are. Again, you can't bank on Von Miller tearing his ACL. I mean, Amari Cooper, another guy injured to some respects, but you got to perform there and to have more options that defensive coordinators go, we have to take this guy out. Like, we can't let this guy beat us, because for as good as Khalil is, and I think he's really good, Khalil's really good games are still 7-8 catches for 80 yards. Like, you need a guy that can consistently, like, I'm not saying, you know, it's kind of like that, a DK Metcalf kind of guy, like a guy that you go, man, you can't let this guy beat us today. And if you let up for one play, Josh can make it really hurt.
Yeah.
All right. How about you guys? Give me a name.
I love Max Crosby. I just think he wouldn't cost as much as Myles Garrett, and just he's a Chief hater. I honestly think that does play into it. That does matter. Like, the kind of the bad blood there and just the plays that he could be able to make. And when you add in a guy like that, it makes everyone else better as well, because you have to figure out where is he going to be? What is he going to be doing? So for me, it's pretty simple. I just think it's pretty wild considering how much the Bills have invested in that D-line, how many resources they have used, how much money, and it's still like, hey, you need to find a weapon on that side of the ball. But I think it's that, and I'm going to say Max Crosby.
Mike?
Is it somebody who's available, or it's just like a wish list?
Pie in the sky.
No, it's going to be somebody who's somewhat available.
But I do want to hear who your other one was.
Who's my other one?
Zach Ertz.
Oh, I love Zach Ertz.
Mike loves Zach Ertz.
And you saw the way Zach Ertz played. The problem Zach Ertz would have in Buffalo is the uncatchable balls that the MVP quarterback throws. Because everybody is giving me the nerd numbers telling me that the reason the number one draft pick tight end didn't catch more passes is because it's Josh Allen's fault.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're wondering, Mike chose violence today.
Well, I mean, come on.
Mike did a whole rant on our latest podcast, and it was about bringing more hate into sports.
Sports hate, yes, that's important.
Not about that, the individual that the, people.
That the yeah. four nations.
The rivalries,
has,
yes.
Has brought hate back, but it was pretty good.
It is. I love Zach Ertz as a player. I have said Dalton Kincaid isn't Travis Kelce to me. He's Zach Ertz, which is a pretty damn good player who has come up in big moments, and you saw him in Washington. The only reason I bring that up is Dalton Kincaid is another guy they need a lot more out of.
Yes.
I'm hopeful that what they've talked about with him with the knee really was that impactful, and that he comes back next year with another gear, because we were told he had that other gear. Mm-hmm. And then again, I'm only picking on the people who give me the numbers and tell me he had so many uncatchable balls in the games. Josh seemed to throw pretty good ones to the rest of the team. So I want to see what happens this year with him. The guy I was going to throw out there is, you guys are going to laugh when I say this, but it's A.J. Brown.
What?
The reason I bring that up is A.J. Brown has been great for the Eagles.
Some light reading.
Yeah.
I have something in my mind. I could see Howie Roseman. This is just my two cents. I don't know anything. Saying this would be the time to make
a
move.
Not in the building.
This would be the time to make a move. Devontae Smith could be a number one on most teams.
Yeah.
I mean, he just could be. They draft younger. They play mostly two wide receiver sets. They draft younger, maybe bring in another veteran and make a deal. Now, A.J. Brown is a guy who can put up big numbers. In the Eagles offense, he became still impactful. Now, I'm just throwing this out there. Sure. But he's still... at a younger age, he's already gotten paid. I'm just throwing that out there. So if you want to call Howie up, maybe it's not good to deal with Howie, but I just have this weird feeling that at some point in the offseason, you may hear he's on the market.
I can call Cousin Nick and put
that's
in a
right.
game.
That's right.
I can call Cousin Nick. What were you saying?
Yeah. And you're talking about a guy, he's had a knee sort of thing, but he's still a beast. Yes.
Bad joke.
The other one too, like I was kicking the can just around with one of our friends that's a reporter in Pittsburgh about like what level do they need to reset their defense? Because if you want to talk about a closer, a guy that makes those plays, the reason they brought Vaughn in, TJ Watt has made those plays for a decade and played through injuries. Like he does kind of have that Buffalo grit toughness that you kind of think of. And again, getting him in more games where the team that he's facing isn't just running the ball out because he can strip it at any time, but just the fact of letting him pin his ears back. I know he struggled at the end of the season, which is what also makes it think that like a Max Crosby, it may not be as expensive to make the move. It would be a massive reset to the Steelers defense, but they need to rework a lot of things over there in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And that could be one of the moves where you're saying, hey, I don't think he had a sack or a tackle in his last like 10 games, but that team was a free falling at the end of the season. I would love, again, another guy that you just sit there. And the Steelers' motto for the last 5 years has been keep the game close and then let TJ Watt have a strip sack. And it's constantly worked. So if you're looking at a guy that could be another impactful edge rusher guy, I don't know, like TJ Watt is another guy that you think of splash plays, right? It was like what Terrell Bernard has been and what Tremaine Edmonds wasn't are the wild plays. Like I can think of like 10 plays off the top of my head where you're like, hey, TJ Watt needs to make a play here. And he does. Like that's just who he is. So like, that's another guy where again, whatever the price may be, maybe it's less than Myles Garrett. But again, those are the calls that I would be making if I was Brandon Bean.
I have two. One of them, there's absolutely no chance it happens. One of them, there's probably not any chance it happens, but it's still really
these are
fun.
The best ones. Go ahead.
Yeah. These are the best ones. The one that there's no chance that it would happen is Garrett Wilson. I don't know what the Jets are going to. They're never going to trade that guy in the division. They just wouldn't. But that guy has to be so fed up with the way the last couple of years have played. They go and bring up Devontae Adams, and then they bring him, and he becomes the number one. Garrett Wilson gets pushed to the back burner. Like that, he is a legitimate number one wide receiver who is just wasting away on a team that now has no idea what they're going to do at quarterback. Are they really going to bring back Garrett Wilson for another year if Tyrod is their quarterback and then have to pay him an insane amount of money?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? If they're not figuring out what they're doing with corner or quarterback, don't you think it would be smart to go get some big time assets? The problem is the division.
Yeah.
They're not trading them in the division. The one that's probably not going to happen, but is super interesting to me, is Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons, they can't pay everybody. I understand the salary cap isn't real. I get it, Dan. I know you're pointing at me. They just gave CD a ton of money.
Yeah.
They just gave Dak a ton of money. Trayvon Diggs is going to get a ton of money. Micah Parsons, I think, is still 24 or 25 years old.
Yep.
You want to talk about giving up a haul? Whatever Myles Garrett costs, I would do the exact same thing.
Yep.
If Micah Parsons is on the table, strictly because of his age. And then you sign him to a massive deal and you put Greg Rousseau on the fifth-year option and then you franchise tag him. And then for the next 2 years, those are your two edge rushers, and watch out. There is not a price I would not be willing to pay for Micah Parsons.
You are talking about a guy that is 4 to 5 years younger than Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Yes. So yes. That's the
when you're giving
point.
Up those assets, it's basically like a draft pick, but you got to pay him. Dan, go ahead.
Why is he laughing?
I don't know.
No, I'm just thinking about a Dallas sports fan. Their team trades Luka and Micah Parsons in a span of like 2 months and just being like, what is going on? And it's like sitting there and being like, boy, the Mavs made a horrible trade. And then Jerry being like, hold my beer. I'll take Micah for a second and a third. You guys want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And throw in Javon Solomon. That's the other piece that you have to throw into it. And like Bean's like, oh, okay. Like, deal. That just made me laugh thinking about like the Dallas sports talk radio would just be fire for a week straight.
But you do have to, I always say this, take advantage of dumb teams. And the Cowboys have been a dumb team. They draft well. They bring in good players. They don't have any idea how to pay them and to do it. They made Dak wait and wait and wait. They should have signed him earlier when he was a little younger. They could have given him the deal at that time. And CeeDee Lamb, it's almost like they want to anger them before they pay them. And every player in that locker room sees that. It's not necessarily always about the money. It's almost like they want to make them wait till the very last minute. Smart teams would sign them early, especially like you said, a young player like that. Either sign them early or deal them. And it could happen. I don't laugh when you say that. It probably won't. It could happen if they get to the point they say, we're going to move on from this guy because we're not going to pay him.
I was sitting on the other side of an aisle to Matt Parrino on a flight this year. I don't remember where we were going. And I looked at him and I was like, does Micah Parsons for the Bills make sense? And he was like, why would the Cowboys ever do it? And I was like, because they're dumb. He was like, oh, yeah, it's a good point. And I was just like, and I think back to that conversation kind of a lot. And then in the last few weeks, his name has started to pop up. So it's interesting.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.